Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio, and good morning. It is early in the morning here in Philadelphia, and TJ, our guest today, is in Atlanta. So, TJ, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm going to have to get a little glass of water, and thank you so much for rising and shining this wonderful summer morning with me today. How are you feeling?
I feel great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, it is my pleasure, and I think the listeners are really going to enjoy kind of catching our conversation as we start off this morning. You and I had a head start, so we got to know each other, and you were sharing a little bit about how you got started in this business, and I was hoping that you'd share a piece of that story with our listeners today. What was that significant story behind you getting started as an entrepreneur?
I'm happy to tell you about it. It's been an interesting journey. I was a high school teacher and a coach. Wasn't able to pay the bills, even though I absolutely loved what I was doing. I was an idealistic young man at the time, and I went to work in corporate America. I got a sales job in New York City, and I spent 20 years in sales leadership. Eventually, I got into leadership development, training, and I always loved the people side of business, and I'm a firm believer that it's people that make everything possible. Technology is great, but it's the people that matter. I think Steve Jobs said something like that, and I think he's a pretty good example of a business person. And so over the course of 20 years and these variety of great experiences and different roles, I had 18 different bosses. So I had quite an experience around leadership, and part of that is because the companies that I was part of, and I mentioned this before to you, Fran, were acquired on 8 separate occasions. And that meant that cultures changed, leadership changed, products and focus and strategy and missions and vision, all those things continued to flip and flop. And so I think the buoy in this turbulent waters that I was able to hold on to was the relationship part of things, the quality people that I was able to work with and lead, and frankly, caring about one another and caring about doing good work together was the central idea that just was sort of growing in me. And at a certain point, I just decided that I wanted to serve in a different way. And so I didn't ease my way out of corporate America. I literally dove off the high dive, and I went to work on a book. I began consulting with companies and typically in my former industry. And I did and have been doing quite a bit of leadership and life coaching. So that's how it all got started, and it's been amazing.
It sounds like it's amazing. I love the water references, though. Turbulent waters, and then the dive. The waters of entrepreneurship can be shark infested. There is a lot of churn, even with small businesses. 1 in 5 businesses fail within the first year. So what was it about your pursuit of entrepreneurship that allowed you to become the buoy for others and to become, in a sense, a lightning source, a light source for others?
It's funny that you say a light source, because one of the inspirational books that I read back when I was in the teaching profession, I'm not sure if the listeners will be familiar with it, a gentleman named Robert Fulghum wrote All I Ever Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. And
definitely.
A fantastic book. But in it, he talks about how we are all broken fragments of glass. And see, I'm a former English teacher, so I'm going to use a lot of metaphors here. But each of us has the ability, through the force of our personalities and through the work that we do in the marketplace, to shine some light into the darker or unknown places of other people. And from a business perspective, that can mean bringing a new product or a new idea, new information to the table. And so I think what gave me that sense of purpose, the light, since we're using the metaphor, that was always kind of flickering, was this desire to help others to be successful. So what good is it if you have millions of dollars in the bank and you don't have anyone to share it with? And so for me, the greatest joys and feelings of satisfaction have been to create things, to build teams with others, and to share in those experiences. It really isn't good for much if we're not able to do that. So that's where my motivation has come from. And I think it's been growing within me. And, not to go negative or cynical, but I think we're lacking some of that in our world today. We do tend to be separate of one another. A lot of businesses still function in a control and command type of environment. And being involved with many leadership assessments and 360 surveys, building curriculum to develop future leaders, I could see, and the data bears it out, the engagement levels of workers, the trust levels of workers across the U.S. and really globally are pretty abysmal. And they're stagnant. They really haven't improved in the last 16 years. So since the year 2000, regardless of the recessions, the ups and downs, the economy, the amount of workplace happiness, if you will, engagement, trust, have not gotten any better. And so that has become my mission, is to do something about that. I really want people to be happier. Yeah.
I love it. And in looking at, people make very conscious choices when they name their business. And you are TJ Jones, and your business is TJ Jones Leadership. So within your business name, you are taking accountability for helping people become leaders, and doing it in a way that you're literally willing to put your name on it. Talk to me a little bit more about some of the philosophies and some of the actions that led to you being called the Caring Warrior, and how that fits in with the context of your company, TJ Jones Leadership.
Thank you for that great question. It's interesting how our name is both something that we can feel proud of, it identifies us, but it also is awkward or it was for me to, you know, put myself out there online and in the various social media realms. First of all, my name is Tim Jones, which is second only to John Smith in the most boring name category. So everyone always called me TJ, and I like that because it's a little more personal. And J.K. Rowling is a very successful author. You know, I can hang in that camp with the initials. But, you know, more seriously, I think that there's a lot of business names out there that are really catchy and are very cool and hip. And yet, unless you're explaining exactly what you do in the business, it can be very hard for people to know what it is that you do. So from a really practical standpoint, I think the overarching industry that I'm in, although I'm a coach, a consultant, I'm writing a book, it really is sort of this leadership industry that I fall into, or at least I feel like I do now. So I've tied that to the name, and I went with it. But the Caring Warrior is, and I hope you'll allow me to tell just a quick story.
Oh,
you can probably tell from,
thank you.
Probably tell from my the way that I'm speaking about caring companies and workplace engagement, happiness, trust, that, you know, there's a whole feeling and emotional side to what it is that I want to do. And I spent so much time in hirings and layoffs, frankly, and restructurings that had the opportunity to talk to so many people through these life changes. And ultimately it came down to, as Maya Angelou said, how people felt in the process.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the salaries and the titles and the flow charts or the organizational charts sort of pushed to the side, and these changes, whether positive, negative, you know, fearful, exciting, had everything to do with how people felt. And oftentimes people wanted to know, does my company care about me? Does my manager, my supervisor, my team care about me? Do I care about what I'm doing? And so this word care keeps popping up and it is, in my view, essential. It's essential to getting up out of bed every morning and bringing your creativity to the table. Fran, I think all the great leaders, world shakers, innovators have been people who cared. They cared about doing something unique and something special. And so that word, it just, I can't escape it. And the warrior part of it is my belief that we can't necessarily just care in a weak and passive way. We have to approach our lives and our work, our businesses, the content, the information we share, the things that we say from a fierce and purposeful position. And so to use that archetype of the warrior is to say we have to choose to stand up. We have to choose to go into business. We have to choose to reach out to other people, to collaborate, to connect with customers. It doesn't fall into our laps. And the same is true with organizations. I'd like to see more caring warriors as individuals, as leaders of teams, and as organizations. And, you know, they're caring warriors that are out there leading companies, creating companies, and I'll use some of the cliche companies like Google or Zappos, West Coast companies, but they're all over the place. I think of one from my hometown of Rochester, New York, Wegmans. Those three companies, Wegmans, Zappos, Google, among others, are caring companies, and their profits show it. They care about their people. Mm-hmm. They care about the culture. They care about their customers in a fierce and purposeful way. And they do very, very well financially. But they also are ranked the top places to work. So I'd like to do my part, you know, take up the warrior sword, if you will, to have more companies like that, more leaders out there doing that kind of work, and for individuals to feel more engaged in the lives and the businesses that they choose to have.
Wow, wonderful story and context behind that phrase. And I know that you're working on the book, and the book is also called The Caring Warrior. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. When is that due out?
It's a bit of a moving target at the moment, mostly because
okay.
of me editing. No, it's intended to come out September of this year. So just in a couple months, and mid to late September, I'll say. And I will put the word out there. I'm very excited about it.
Excellent. Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing the book and reading the book. And, you know, hopefully opportunities like this will motivate you to continue to stay on track. I think being a former English teacher, you may be a little harder on yourself in terms of looking for that perfection and recognize in the entrepreneurial fashion, get it out there, get feedback. You can always revise. You can do the second edition. You can do an ebook first. So not that I'm coaching or anything, but we're waiting. We're waiting for your book, and it will be well received. So congratulations.
I think I may have to bring you in as my coach.
Hey, always available, always available. So, DJ, we really had a wonderful conversation, and you kind of built up, I think, in all of our minds what you're about, how you do what you do, and it would be great to have an example or a story about a client that you've worked with where they've expressed to you just great appreciation around the services and the support that you've provided. What might one of those stories be?
Yeah, so as I said before, there's the writing, which is a relatively isolated experience of the book. I had just begun to do some blogging and, you know, sharing information online, and so that's a way of connecting with people. But most of what I've been doing thus far is working as a consultant and a coach, and if I can, I'd like to just share two quick examples from a consulting standpoint. You know, you find that there are a lot of smart and capable people out there. And so I recently worked with an operations group in a pharmaceutical company. These are the people who are responsible for quality control. They are a service organization within a larger organization. And they essentially manage information that's being shared between clinical groups and financial groups within the organization. And so, as you can imagine, this is very detail-oriented work. And these folks do a wonderful job, but don't have a lot of communication with each other and a lot of teamwork and, frankly, not much fun. And so I worked with them, I worked with their senior leader to develop some workshops around more courageous conversation within their group and how to rebrand themselves within the organization. And we often think of brands as products. And, often it's also about how we brand ourselves as individuals and how within our organizations we we brand ourselves as a team. And so I had an absolutely wonderful time doing that and saw real intellectual people opening up and learning to connect more with one another. And with that new sense of openness, we developed essentially a brand strategy for the group to present themselves internally within the company. And just really enjoyed that. So I know I've talked a lot about caring, and I think on a real more down to, you know, at ground level, we have to care enough to present the authentic mission of our independent team and what it is that we're trying to do, and have others understand the value that we bring, and to be more fun and lighthearted about it. So that was a consulting thing that I did, and I'm just really excited to work with some individuals who are either making life transitions or are in leadership positions but struggling. And I had a recent client that, you know, was going through a very difficult time, and just through listening and talking through some of the challenges, you know, he told me that I've kind of saved his marriage and, saved, you know, sort of his view on his future. And I don't believe that's the case. It's all what he's been able to do. But being in this entrepreneurial environment and having my own business, doing the coaching, and I know you've coached many people, it's rewarding to know that you've had at least a hand in helping someone get to a better place, both in their personal life and their professional life. So,
yes, it is very exciting. Those are two great examples, one from the corporate side and teamwork, and one from the individual side. And as you shared, it's motivating to be able to be part of the progress that people make. And the work is also work. It is challenging work. How do you stay motivated? And what might be, since you're an English teacher, a quote that you look to keep you kind of focused and motivated as a leader yourself?
That's a great question. I have so many quotes and books of inspiration. I think the one that typically comes to mind and influences really everything that I do in this, the writing, the work that I do with other people, is that leadership is not titles and positions and flow charts. It's about one life influencing another life. And I don't know if I got that exactly right, but it is a quote from John Maxwell. I think that's true of human beings as well. It's not really just a leadership quote, but we all have something valuable to bring. But I think our natural instinct, our first instinct is and should continue to be the desire to influence life, influence others more positively. And with that as a basis, we can make things a little bit better. We can bring creativity and products, ideas to the table and continue to help progress and growth. So I think we have a call to influence other people through our actions. And so now that I made this change and I'm doing work that I feel passionate about, it sort of takes care of itself, because it's I wake up each morning wanting to do more, to learn more, to connect with people, and to finish this darn book, too. That's keeping me going.
Right. You know, your gift to the world is waiting.
If I could give one piece of advice to others about you know, getting a little more specific and a little bit less philosophical about it, it's a morning ritual. You know, you and I talked earlier about being morning people.
Mm-hmm.
Starting the day off in a positive and purposeful way is one of the consistent things among all of many of the most successful people out there in any category, arts, literature, business. People have a morning routine which involves some type of spiritual gratitude, you know, mind, body, spirit type rituals in the morning to start off their day. And whatever those may be, there's a lot of resources that people could go to, but I think that that is a key component. And when I started to have a more strict routine to start my day, everything got better.
Wow, that is powerful. It is always really helpful to hear what advice people would share to help others. And the morning ritual is a powerful one. And I love how you said purposeful and positive, and the focus, you know, how you orient at the beginning of the day your mindset and reconnect your mind and your body and your spirit really does allow you to literally put your best foot forward. So, TJ, it's been wonderful. This is, you know, almost like a sunrise. This is a great way to start the morning. I recognize folks may end up listening to the archived versions at different times in the day, but this has been great to connect with you this way. Congratulations on your upcoming book. I will speak it into existence. So it is on its way, as opposed to being a possibility. It's very purposefully on its way. Thank you for the work that you're doing and continue to do. And thank you for sharing your thoughts. So how can folks get in touch with you now that they're like, oh, my goodness, I want to connect with TJ? Where should they go?
It's real simple. TJJonesLeadership.com. And I now have a Twitter account. Can you believe that? I never thought that would happen.
Welcome to the brave new world.
Yeah, and it's been actually a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying that. It's my handle there is at CaringWarriorTJ. And so those are the two basic ways to connect. I'd love to hear from people.
Excellent. And you mentioned that you're blogging regularly, so they can find your blog on your website?
That's correct. Yep. The blogs have not been launched yet. I've been writing them. The blog is going live in the next week or two. So I'll be creating and writing my own content, and it'll be out there shortly.
Terrific. Well, TJ, really appreciate you being on the show. Look forward to the blog, the book, your continued work. Have a wonderful rest of the morning, a great weekend, and look forward to staying connected. So thank you for being a part of Significant Business Results Radio.
Thank you so much. It was fun.
Excellent. So continue to join us, listening audience, as we talk with and listen to Significant Entrepreneurs. Join us next time.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.
As the technology will spin together all of the, I'm sorry. I'm going to hang up now. The technology will spin together all of the information, and then within the next hour, this should be live. So I think that you'll find, as you listen to yourself, with an open and supportive mind, that you are great. So let the self-critic disappear.